fighter. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost don't wanna talk. Baby, don't touch me, I'm made of chalk. Fine pink lace and faceless effigy. And it scares me to think that nobody looks at me that way. Looks at me that way. Now I feel like I go with a bad migraine. Wake up tomorrow and my room's the same. Wanna pierce my nipples and go dancing in the rain. No more cyanide kisses, I'm methylene blue. I love everyone, but especially you. Wanna go ahead and pack a picnic just for two. But it scares me to think that you, baby, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way.
Welcome to our show. This is Eleanor and Yyla, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woohoo! Today we have a kind of a fun theme for our songs, yeah. I guess. What is the theme?
Oh, okay. The theme is songs with blue album covers.
Yeah, shout out to Emma Sleznick for giving me the idea.
Yeah. What?
It was just continuing to play. But that's fine. Yeah. I think we have, like, a few little stories to tell today. Maybe some, like, fun. Maybe some jokes. Maybe some quotes.
Some gabbing.
Gabbing. We'll keep you posted. But you just heard Tonight I Feel Like Kafka by Jealous of the Birds. You're going to hear Hard to Explain by The Strokes, and then Gnaw by Alex G, and then maybe you will pop back in.
Wait, hold on. Look at the cue. The cue is a little different.
Okay.
Next is Gnaw
by Alex G.
Oh, I keep unplugging my headphones.
Anything else to say before we play?
No.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome. It's a little change of music if you were listening from the last hour. We always get a little shock walking into the studio.
Yeah.
Some hard rap.
Oh, yeah. Now we're slowing down, but then we'll, like, maybe sleep back up.
Maybe.
Sort of. Kind of.
Anyways, yeah. We hope that you enjoy the music. We hope you're not feeling blue, though.
Oh. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. I love the Strokes. I said I love the Strokes.
The Smiths.
The Smiths. Okay.
I think our second time referencing that in like 12 hours.
I might continue referencing it. I think it's funny. Maybe I should watch the movie though.
I know, I haven't watched the movie either.
I need to watch a lot of movies.
I know, it's on my list of movies.
I want to go back to the Somerville Theater because it's so fun going to the movie theater.
I've never been to the Somerville Theater.
It's wildly overpriced.
Yeah, but I feel like most movie theaters now, like, I feel like when I've heard of, I don't know, they're all like, at least at home, going to movies is like $15, $17.
That's what it is, yeah, that's what it is here. My dad said that it was like, my dad said it was like 40 cents when he was a kid.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like, what literally, what is
all they do is like, I mean, they have to pay for the value of the movie, but other than that.
And then they charge $6 for a small popcorn.
I know, and they don't even bring your water in.
Oh, no, here's a good story. I went to the movie theater with Phoebe. I think we were going to see the new Wes Anderson movie or something, so we were like, really wanted popcorn. We like love Wes Anderson. and so we got popcorn. They was like, no, like I need water, like it's so salty. And so then I was like, I'm gonna go get a large water. And they charged me for a large fountain drink, which is literally like $9. So I spent $9 on water.
No, it should be free.
Water should be free.
Yeah.
Oh my, I couldn't believe it. I was like, and the person who was serving me was the same age as me, and I was like, why are we not like helping each other out?
Well, because they're gonna like get fired. Okay, I went to the movies and I had my like water bottle in my hand and I didn't realize that they like, I was actually so pissed. I felt really bad for the lady because I was like, she was like, actually you have to like leave that out here, like my water bottle, like I couldn't bring it like into the act, like not even into the like the actual movie little room. I couldn't bring it into the theater.
Oh my god.
And I was like,
because they you could take sips. You could walk back out and take sips from the theater if you wanted to, and they need to charge you for water. Yeah. They need to make every dime they can. One time I went to the movie theater with like a group of kids in middle school, and in middle school I had an iPod Touch, which doesn't have Wi-Fi. And I remember at the front desk when we were buying our tickets, like I'm surrounded by like boys and also girls, but boys. And I was like, oh, like, what's the Wi-Fi password? And they're like, we can't give you that. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed right now because I have an iPod Touch. And I asked for the Wi-Fi and they said no.
What? You can play games.
I literally can only play Temple Run.
Temple Run?
Temple Run. We were just talking about this. Okay, this next song is Yaya's pick.
It is. I think it comes from a movie or something. It sounds like it's in a movie or a show. And okay. I think I do that a lot. Like, I'll Shazam something from a movie or a show, or I'll, like, look up the lyrics. So
I need to download Shazam.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't have it. That's crazy.
I know, because I, like, want to know so many songs. Okay, yeah, it's a good idea to get stuff for movies.
Yeah.
This is Who Knows by Beginners.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard Who Knows by Beginners, Ace, Scorpio, Ascending Scorpio. I don't know why the title is abbreviated.
I know.
By Oracle Sisters. And then Blue Coop by Twin Peaks, which I didn't put down. Okay. I wanted to tell Yara a little story that happened to me in art class yesterday. So I went up to the teacher at the beginning and we're like starting to propose our final projects or whatever. And she's like low-key British, but I don't understand her accent. And she just like British. She like talks a lot and isn't a big listener. That's how I would describe her. She's just not a listener. And so I was like, okay, for this final project, I'm really thinking I want to try figure drawing. Like, I know we didn't get to that this semester, but it was like in the syllabus, so I want to do that for my final project.
It was in the syllabus?
It was in the syllabus. We didn't do it.
Damn.
And she was like, oh, like, for that, you, like, really need a model that you can trust a lot and, like, who would, like, you know, who you love a lot and, like, and whatever. And I was like, yeah, like, I have a close friend who's going to do it for me. It's fine. And she automatically assumes that this is, like, a partner.
Oh.
And it starts, like, really talking about it like it's a partner. And, like, I didn't really want to correct her. So I was just, like, trying to listen to what she had to say and how you really have to trust this person and, like, and, like, hey, you really delete the photos, like, immediately afterwards and all of this stuff about... She told me about how this just past stuff with figure drawing anecdotes that didn't make sense. Anyways, later in the class, I had, like, drawn out a sketch of the outline of it, kind of, like, in my notebook. And I brought it up to her. And I was like, oh, like, this is kind of what I'm thinking. And it was basically, like, two figures in the middle, like, back to back. And then around them... on either side was, like, two big trees. So the trees kind of, like, arched around the middle, must be, like, a circle in the middle. And I hand it to her, and she, like, sighs. I just burped. And she, like, sighs, and she looks at me, and she goes, wow, you two must really be in love.
Oh, my God!
And this is, like, in front of the whole class, and I'm like, what? I'm like...
Wait, for reference, the person is me that's modeling.
Yeah, I wanted Yyla to model for me. And it's, like, not me and Yyla in the photo.
It's
like,
just it's two of me, right?
It's just two of you.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain that. And I was like, you think that I'm... And then she said something about us getting married.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, like, I am not drawing a significant other.
Did you tell her that?
No, I was... no, I was like, it's not like that. Like, it's not like that. But I couldn't get it across to her. Her and her little, like, British head just think that I am in a very loving relationship in which I am going to draw my partner.
And then get married to them.
And then get married.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, and the trees are like a heart around you, too. And I'm like, no, 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 that's not it. So now I need to change the design.
Well, do you have any ideas?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Yeah. It just is going to involve one person and not two.
Okay. I feel like... You kind of need, from your idea, you kind of need to, but whatever. Anyways, we can discuss this not on air.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the next song started playing already, so I'm going to go back.
Oh, okay. Okay. The I'm next ready? Song is 13 by Bedouin.
Wait, it like totally
Bedouin.
Yeah, it's
Bedouin.
I don't know. I think I also found this from a movie.
Shazam.
Yep.
Blam.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Walk you home from school. Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for a day. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back. Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, we're let's know where I can go.
Watching the leaves falling in, then you were something like a dream.
Running
love you today now. All I really wanna do is love you today now.
I just want to love you.
Okay, I have a little PSA for you.
Okay, so our PSA is from the Tufts University Arts Gallery. Art Gallery, I don't know why. Whatever. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eichmann Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery. Or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from the WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I just add
a lot of words when I use it by accident. I get nervous.
I honestly get so nervous when I'm reading aloud. And luckily, yeah, we haven't had to do that in college. It's not like high school where they're like, I want to read a paragraph.
I know. I hate that. I hated it.
And then if you didn't know a word and another kid corrected you, you'd be shut up.
I know. Also, I would always be doodling to when people were reading out loud so I could, pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't be able to follow along. But then if I followed along, then I wouldn't really be paying attention. So I just,
there was no winning. We just shouldn't have been reading the textbook in class.
Yeah.
We should have been, listening to the teacher in class.
Yeah.
So much wrong with the education system.
Anyways. The next song is Carry the Zero by Built the Spill. A little throwback.
TV.
That's all.
1999.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all.
Enjoy.
Okay. Bye.
possessed by something in the wind. They watch me like I'm a threat to them. With implants deep below their skin, they laugh 'cause some refuse a pin.
Hello.
All right, we have one more song for you, and somehow 10 minutes.
Well, we could gab a little now.
Yeah, let's talk about something super deep.
Well, I was gonna mention how I just fell off my chair earlier.
That was crazy. What were you talking about?
I don't know, but something. I think we're talking about grad school.
Oh yeah, right? you and then yeah, I was just thinking, and leaning back. Leaning back a lot, kind of holding onto the table, like eyes closed, just thinking about grad school. And then the next thing you know, they're like, feet are in the air, and they're like, yeah. On the ground.
Honestly, it could have been a worse fall than it was. Like, I could have hit that chair behind, but my arm just hit it. Like, that could have been my head, though.
Just like legs straight up in the air, like.
Yep. It was.
Sprawled on the ground.
It was comedic.
I don't think I've seen someone fall out of a chair in a really long
time. I know. I was thinking about it. I feel like.
That shit is.
Yeah, I also, that stuff, I also, like,
I feel like when you're younger, you fall out of chairs more. Does that make sense? Like, maybe also it's just, like, people would do that thing where they would, like, yank a chair out from under you, which is so cruel. Someone did that in my music class once in middle school, and my music teacher got so mad. Really? So
also,
mad.
Kids would just kind of, like, lean back like you were doing. Like, yeah. Lean back on, like, and then they'd be, like, 4 points.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't do that. Like, I wasn't, like, falling off of chairs. I was falling as a kid. I still am, I feel like, but, like, not off chairs.
I have a core memory of walking down the hallway and, like, tripping over my own feet.
Yeah.
So many embarrassing things happened in school.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was just constantly, something was embarrassing me.
Yeah, but I feel like that's also what, like, being in middle school is, because you're, like, suddenly very conscious of yourself and everything that you're doing. Like, because when you're a little kid, you're, like, so unaware.
I know.
But
they just don't take care of you enough in middle school, like.
I know.
People are really be struggling there.
I know, especially now. Not that, like, kids weren't before, but I feel like as time goes on, kids are only more and more, like, depressed early on.
Well, it's just because they're, like, they're more and more looking like they're 17 years old when they're 13.
Also true.
And I'm like, you can be 13.
Yeah, I know. Even, like, yeah, I know.
You know,
I recently, like, I met, like, I know, like, a middle schooler recently, and I was like, oh my god, imagine, like, I was just thinking about what I looked like in middle school.
They're crazy now.
Yeah.
They're just like, I think it's capitalism.
Yeah, definitely. That was, yeah. Oh, you look so bad.
No, it is. It literally is.
No, it is.
That's what I was talking to the tattoo artist about as I was getting my tattoo. I don't know what I was. You're saying, about, I was talking about something, and she was like.
You're on mic 4. I have mic 2 on. No, keep talking, though. Keep talking.
Thank you. Hopefully you guys heard all the insightful stuff I said.
No, I think they can hear you.
It definitely picked up on
there. You were far away. I was wondering why I sounded so much louder than you.
I think most things wrong with what's going on is probably because of capitalism.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we kind of have more time to kill now. This is, like, the first time ever that we've had too much time to talk. We always talk too much, and then we don't have enough time to play our
but
music.
But then we got rid of a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Anyways, but eating a Go Macro bar, I like those. Do you like those?
Yeah, but I ate them too much, and then now I'm...
Really? I feel like you're going to get that way with Clif Bars.
Yeah, no, I am that way. So now I'm going to go back to Go Macro because I did that with Clif Bars. Like, I cannot eat another Clif Bar. Also, because I think the box I bought, you know how they all tasted sour?
Yeah.
I think it's because they were just stale. I think I just bought, like, an old box, and it didn't say the date on them.
I feel like the packaged stuff shouldn't go bad, but also Go Macro bars are more expensive, so it's, like, a toss-up.
Yeah, a toss-up.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe, oh, we have to talk at the, wait, we already said it again.
What? WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, 91.5, Eleanor, Bug Thief. Welcome to Bug Thief.
Oh,
Bug Thief.
Did I tell you, I want to design Bug Thief posters. And then we could, like, you could put them...
And then people be like, no way, like, when is your show? 6 a.m.
Well,
oh, you could... Like, oh. And then we're like, and then I'm like, no, but, like, you can listen to the recording, just, like, let me send you the link. Like, no they're not.
Does
they're not listening to the recording.
No one's following up on that, I know. It's okay.
It's not for anyone else.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just
which
for
is kind of nice, because then it's less pressure.
You should def design merch.
Def design.
Maybe some t-shirts. We can do some
wait,
screen
that's
printing
a lot of
t-shirts.
Effort.
But, like, I can do it.
Have you screen printed?
No, but, like, how hard can it be? Come on. I'm going to SMFA.
Okay. Come with me on Monday. Okay. That's
done.
All.
Literally, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there. I'm going to be on
we
the bus.
We need to get your little blend thing. Wait, the bus. Yeah, the
perfect.
Bus.
I actually don't have anything to do on Monday.
I know, because you came with, last time you came with me, it was on a Monday.
Perfect. Because I was going with Ellis on, like, Thursdays, but I have stuff to do on Thursdays. So.
Okay, come on Monday.
Love.
Okay, anyways, now we...
We'll just, choose another song.
Yeah, it'll just, like, cut off the end. Okay, that's all. We'll choose a quick one. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait, you have to press play, okay. Remember.
Next song is Big Dreams by Baker.
Oh, yeah. Bacar? Baker.
Big dreams, rolls on his arm, but he's got big dreams. I've seen all the shit he's seen. Never had a daddy's only 15. Mid-teens, big dreams, could've played for all the big teams.
to tell myself I was the one and only. It's been 7 days, the same clothes, and I think it's taking its toll. I don't wanna have to sign for no dough. I could never lose my grip on control.
Didn't wanna say it, thought it would occur to you.